Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
According to the BBC, in a recent article, there is a ripple effect of one employee who hates their job. Colleagues who complain can blight our days. That's their headline, but they can also bring down an entire team. Janine Levine is an industrial psychologist. She's the owner of WEPN, an organizational psychology consultancy. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks. And you?
It's all good. Thank you. It's very interesting, this, because it really does. I've long had this theory that when we talk about power and control in a work environment, if you're sitting in a boardroom and you're having a meeting, the most powerful person in the room is the negative person, is the misery, because we all have this need to lift them up to our level of positivity. It's a short-term power because the next meeting they might not be invited to, but it is power nevertheless. And I would imagine having a negative person in a work culture, in a work environment, can have a significant impact. Tell us about that.
Yes, Howard, what you're referring to is social and emotional contagion. And what it is, it's a process in which a person or a group influences the emotions or behavior of another person or group. So yes, we can catch the emotions and the negative behaviors of someone else in our team. So it's a spread of ideas and attitudes or behavior patterns in a group, between a group or individuals. And it does have quite far-reaching consequences, because not only does it influence how other people feel, but it also influences what they subsequently think and do. So it has, it does impact on morale and on productivity.
Mm. So it does impact the entire group. Is it easy to spot? Because it's not always that overt.
It's not. Sometimes it is really just discrete emotions and generalized bad mood or a bad attitude. So it's difficult to spot. And it can go to quite overt ranting and venting of negative emotions. Sometimes it starts off as quite discreet and it can escalate. So it's hard to spot in the beginning, but once you realize you have a negative energy within your team or within your company, the consequences and the ramifications are quite widely felt. So yes, you will notice it. It will become overt.
What's the best thing to do about it, aside from obviously asking the person to exit the company? But that's never that simple.
No, it's not that simple. And it does have quite a wide range of it affects a wide range of domains in the workplace. It affects team dynamics and processes and outcomes and leadership. Strategies to try and alleviate the symptoms. Well, although everyone is susceptible to emotional contagion, it is amplified in those that are highly sensitive or more empathetic to another person's plight. What I would suggest is to set what we call energetic boundaries or psychological boundaries. So, you at your workspace, you could, surround the outer edge of your desk with plants or photos of your pets or your family to form a psychological barrier between yourself and the negative space. Because what we find is today we work in open space offices, which are more susceptible to
That's
negative
so interesting.
Social contagion.
Mm. Mm. Is it? Carry on.
So walk outside, get fresh air. You need to identify who is the negative person within your team or in your environment and try and limit the amount of time you spend with them. And then be aware of your own emotions and how it's affecting you and how you're expressing it.
Is it worth addressing head on directly with that person?
Yes. So if it becomes quite overt and it is having a negative impact, it is important to address it with that person. And this requires a high level of emotional intelligence to address it with that person, because they're already in a very negative space and they're likely to take it quite badly if you don't deal with it in a very tactful way. So sometimes it might be advisable to get support of a professional to deal with it.
I was going to ask that.
Mm. Yeah, in dealing with it, because you want to try and maintain the relationship and you don't want to break down the relationship when you address their negative behavior. It has to be handled very tactfully. And that's why it's important to have someone a professional assist with the process. Also organizations, you know, very pro doing psychometric testing and emotional intelligence testing. You need to know who's in your team. You need to, when you hire people, you need to evaluate their level of emotional intelligence and their psychological makeup, because you need to know that these people are resilient to stress and are less likely to become your negative influences.
Would you consider, or do you think it's a good idea, if you're working in an organization, the person's maybe at the same level as you in the company, to talk to HR, to talk to somebody else within the group, even though it's quite difficult to do because it makes you feel as though you, in inverted commas, telling on?
Yes, yeah, it's difficult, and it has to be handled tactfully. Getting someone involved from HR, you know, I would first start off with getting a line manager involved in a very tactful way. Mm. Once you start, you know, everything needs to be done in increments. I wouldn't escalate it as far as HR I wouldn't go as far as HR at first. I would try and first contain it within the team, within the department, and that is speaking to the person. If you have the capability to have a tactful conversation with the person, then speak to them directly. But if you feel that you don't have the required skills, or you feel that you might not handle it well, get a line manager or someone involved to try and deal with it. But more in a counseling situation, as opposed to dealing with it as a disciplinary. You don't want to end up feeling that you're disciplining the person. You want to, you know, come across as trying to aid them and to support them.
Yeah. Do you think?
Obviously, they're dealing with something that's obviously bothering them, and everyone should come from a place of support first before anyone, you know, escalates it to far more serious levels.
Mm. Do you think that people that are negative like this, and obviously it's a fantastic generalization because every circumstance is different, but somebody who's quite negative in the workplace, are they often aware of their own negativity?
They may not be aware of their own negativity. And what happens is when people have an issue or they feel that they are hard done by in the workplace, what they do is they will go into a negative emotional space, and they will complain about their issues. And they do so, they may not be aware of it. So some people may not be aware of it. Mm. And what they're trying to do is gain support and validate what they're feeling. So what they're doing by their complaining they're venting of their negative emotions, they're actually trying to gain support and validate what they're feeling. However, there are those individuals that are what we call toxic, and they are doing it on purpose.
Oh, wow.
It is a means to an end, and that is more malicious. So you have to be quite careful in how you differentiate between the two. Some people are just consumed by their emotional situation
stuff,
or the negative aspects of work. And some people actually have a means to an end, where it is maybe they're complaining about a manager and they actually want to get more support, possibly get the manager moved away or kicked out. Or so they can be very toxic.
But I do think, and I just want to raise this now, and I'm sure you see this a lot. We're almost out of time, but I think we also need to be careful about our overuse of the word toxic, because I think it's just become one of those words that we love to throw around when we just don't get on with somebody.
Yes, and it's a very strong word, and it's used for very, very extreme circumstances where the person is actually contaminating the workspace to such an extent that it's causing dire consequences. It's affecting team dynamics. It's affecting the ability to lead the team. It's affecting everybody's work attitudes and their attitudes towards the company. And it has far-reaching effects towards the customer's attitudes towards the company brand.
Absolutely.
So that's
Janine,
when we talk about toxic.
Right. I do need to leave it there. It is 9:00. They're going to throw me out of studio in just one moment. Janine Levine, industrial psychologist, talking to us about the situation where somebody, an employee, hates their environment and spreads that negativity. This is Where I Love and Leave You.